CLIL, Earth Science, Plate Tectonics, Activity 2.
In 1915, the German geologist and meteorologist Alfred Wegener, 1880 to 1930, first proposed the theory of continental drift, which states that parts of the Earth's crust slowly drift atop a liquid core. The fossil record supports and gives credence to the theories of continental drift and plate tectonics, which is the study of the formation and movement of the Earth's plates. Wegener hypothesized this theory in his 1915 book On the Origin of Continents and Oceans, where he affirms that there was an original gigantic supercontinent 200 million years ago, which he named Pangaea, meaning all Earth, or all the land in Greek. Pangaea was a supercontinent consisting of all of Earth's land masses. It existed from the Permian through the Jurassic periods. It began breaking up during the Jurassic period, forming the continents Gondwanaland and Laurasia, separated by the Tethys Sea. By the end of the Cretaceous period, the continents were separating into land masses that look like our modern-day continents. There is a lot of fossil evidence in support of the Pangaea theory. Edward Suess was an Austrian geologist who first realized that there had once been a land bridge between South America, Africa, India, Australia, and Antarctica. He named this large landmass Gondwanaland. He gave it this name after an area in India where the fossil plant Glossopteris was found. Gondwanaland was the southern supercontinent formed after Pangaea broke up during the Jurassic period. Suess based his deductions on this fossil plant, which is found throughout these areas. Moreover, fossils of Mesosaurus, one of the first marine reptiles even older than the dinosaurs, were found in both South America and South Africa. These finds, plus the study of sedimentation and the fossil plant Glossopteris in these southern continents, led another scientist, the South African Alexander Du Toit, to further sustain the idea of the past existence of a supercontinent in the southern hemisphere, that is, Edward Suess's Gondwanaland. All these pieces of evidence gave more support to Alfred Wegener's continental drift theory as well.